You can't talk about football without showing love to the offensive line. That's why we go through the trenches, we go in the defense, we give you guys the positions that don't get enough love throughout the year. And now we're going to give you guys our top 10 for all the positions across the offensive line. Some guards, some tackles, a couple of centers on the list. Tuan, anyone just miss for you?
Couple guys did. Rashawn Slater, Andrew Thomas, Morgan Moses.
Okay. All missed my list. Lane Johnson just missed my list.
Lane Johnson's not on my list either.
Joel Bitonio just missed my list.
Joel Bitonio missed for me as well.
And Joe Thuney just missed my list.
Also missed for me. All right, we're on a good start here.
Yes, very good start here. At 10, new name, new face. Welcome, Los Angeles Rams guard, Steve Avila. He's a dog getting drafted to the Rams. There were high expectations. We saw what that ground game was like this year with Kyren Williams. And this is a huge name that's going to be, you know, recognized as one of those top offensive linemen for years to come. I think this dude has strong ability to move whoever's in front of him, whether he's pulling, whether he's pass protecting, does a great job. Steve Avila, huge part of the Rams, having a great year this year at 10.
Solid. Love giving love to the rookie, so that's a big play. At 10, now, my
list.
Noah Avila.
You like the name, though?
Love the name. Definitely considered it. It's hard because we're doing all offensive linemen, not just interior, not just exterior. There's a mix of everyone in here, and it's hard to measure success with these guys, so if there are names on this list you don't like, you can have at it because I'm willing to take it. It was a difficult list to pull together. I think there's a ton of names that can be on this list. How do you measure the success? I'm going at 10 with Terron Armstead. He gave Tua a lot of time in the pocket to throw, and Tua needed time in the pocket, kept him safe, didn't see that drastic injury this year from Tua. So I went Terron Armstead here at 10.
Yeah, I feel that. I do think that, like, we just heard that Armstead is working with a team-friendly deal to go back to Miami. Just because his injury history has been so crazy, he has been respected since New Orleans as a top tackle in the league. And where Tua's obviously a lefty, like, you want to make sure that you have two good tackles for the way that that offense works, especially, you know, having time to throw the ball to Tyreek when he's just running aimlessly down the field.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's a good name, not a name I have on my list. A couple years ago, it definitely was. At 9, another new name. Got a bunch of new names in this list, and that's why I'm so excited about the offensive lines. Luke, stand up! It's not Quentin Nelson, Big Q, Bernard Raymond. Another name that we talked about through our draft process, recognized as one of those guys that can be a swing tackle, can go on the inside, can be a left tackle, your right tackle, whatever the case may be. A lot of great play came out of Indy this year. Gardner Minshew is going to earn himself a pretty payday. Jonathan Taylor and Zach Moss were both able to run the ball effectively at points this year. Feel like getting an addition to this, to an already well